This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand.
Bon appetit.
Where's the lamb sauce?
Creamy, salty, sweet, and oaky nuttiness.
15-minute bake-off, Queens.
And then we add the whiskey. Boom! Flames.
Bam! That's a little bam right there.
Pie.
Well, maybe you have heard that there is a turkey shortage right now. It's because of the avian flu. Millions have died, unfortunately. And economically, that means you will probably pay more for your turkey this year. So maybe you're thinking, maybe this is the year to skip the turkey. KCRW's Evan Kleiman is here to recommend some alternatives. Hi, Evan.
Hello, Madeline.
Well, how did the turkey become such a symbol of Thanksgiving?
Well, wild turkeys are native to the Americas. They were probably domesticated in Mexico, and then they went on this crazy round trip with the explorers to Europe. And then they came back with the pilgrims, who are purported to have brought domesticated turkeys with them on the voyage. And most families were able to keep one or two. But I really think that Norman Rockwell painting has played a huge role in keeping the turkey on our Thanksgiving tables.
It's such a symbol of bounty. It's so huge. It seems to get bigger all the time. And so you do feel like you're a bit of a Scrooge, if you will, saying, I don't want to do a turkey. That is if you eat meat. But we're going to indulge that fantasy. What do you recommend as an alternative? Do you recommend another fowl?
So we did a shout out for good food for our Thanksgiving show, asking listeners to send us their questions. And it was surprising how many people asked us about duck. So duck is an interesting option. It's definitely, you know, festive, really rich, and not very hard to do.
Really? I'm kind of intimidated by duck.
Well, the thing about ducks is, you know, they're a waterfowl, so to keep themselves warm and to float, they're just covered in fat. Mm. And so the main thing about cooking a duck is you have to follow techniques that will ensure that all that fat renders and comes out of the duck as it bakes. But that fat is what makes the meat so rich. I have a link to, believe it or not, a Martha Stewart Duck Roasting 101 that is really good, just very straightforward. And she recommends a very just simple seasoning before you bake it, just pepper and salt, and then get crazy with the sauces.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I guess it's the fat that turns me off a little bit. I mean, it's delicious when I get it at a Chinese restaurant, for example, but just the idea of me cooking it is a little scary with all that fat.
But, you know, you can do that. You can order a duck from a good Chinese restaurant or deli who makes them all the time in advance and get a duck for Thanksgiving.
That's already cooked?
Yes, of course.
Oh my gosh. The clouds have parted. Okay. All right, so what if you want to buy one that's raw and you want to just try it yourself? Where would you go?
Well, most butchers who sell duck sell the Pekin variety. That's P-E-K-I-N with no G. Liberty Ducks, which you can access online because they're a farm, they probably have some of the best duck that you can buy in the U.S. It's a proprietary version of the Pekin. You can also get Mary's Pekin ducks from Gwen's. The restaurant has a butcher shop, which is really incredible, and the butchers there are amazingly helpful. And of course, both those options are humanely raised.
How do you feel about a turducken?
The idea of a turducken is so distressing to me.
Why?
I've never been able to eat one. It's just, I can get easily overwhelmed by richness. You know, my palate was formed on Italian food, very simple, clear flavors. I just think pick one.
Not three. Yeah.
Yeah.
So American. We have to have all of it.
I also think it's a big guy thing.
Yeah.
I think turducken was a guy. Let me stuff this and this and yeah.
Okay. So if you don't want to go down the poultry rabbit hole, to mix my metaphors, you have a recipe for prime rib roast. So that sounds fairly simple.
The first thing you want to do is you want to buy a bone-in roast, because cooking with the bone always gives you more flavor And then key to making it really delicious is to season it liberally with salt and pepper well in advance. And you can actually do this up to 4 days in advance. You're just going to season it, set it on a rack that's in a roasting dish so it can catch the juices, and let it sit uncovered in the refrigerator. And what that does is it will ensure a beautiful crust on the outside of the meat.
Sounds so good. And then do you roast it in the oven or on the grill?
I would do it in the oven because I would have no idea how to do it on the grill. Yeah. If you're going to do a steak, like prime rib, like cut already into steaks, then I would consider grilling it.
Okay. And you're not searing it first. You're just putting it right into the oven.
No, you're going to start it high and then move it to low.
All right. For vegetarians or vegans, people who don't want meat and have been completely turned off by our conversation so far, what do you recommend?
Well, these are both dishes that I have made many times, and I love both of them. Stuffed pumpkin and a butternut squash Wellington. Each of them have great center of the table appeal and are super delicious, and no one will feel like they're missing out. The Wellington, as much as it sounds, you take the butternut squash and you basically use it like you would a beef fillet in a beef Wellington. You cook it first, then you surround it with mushrooms and enrobe it in puff pastry that you can buy. So it's actually not very hard to do. And then the stuffed pumpkin, the one I really love is kind of like estrada, which is a savory bread pudding that you layer with cheeses and cream, and you can add greens. Now, if you're going vegan, you can just substitute almond milk or coconut milk for the cream and vegan cheeses, and it's just beautiful. You rub it with olive oil, you put it in your oven, and the bread pudding and the inside actually souffles up and comes and peeks out of the top a little bit. And then when you pull it out of the oven, it's just this burnished mahogany color. It's very impressive.
All right. So what if your family insists on turkey for Thanksgiving? So is there a way to do it without, you know, going the whole big bird route?
It's just so much easier to cook a turkey when it's been cut up into its parts, because you get it to cook much more evenly. It's less stressful. And if you feel you must have something that approaches sort of the look of whole bird, then spatchcock it, you know, have the butcher cut it down, the backbone, and open it up flat. You can put the stuffing underneath it. And it's a beautiful way to do it. And it's so easy.
It's not your Norman Rockwell image, but I think it's time to move beyond that.
We have to let that go. The only way that I feel like that is easier to do is if you're dealing with a bird that is no bigger than 16 pounds. So a smaller bird.
Think small. I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that permission to go outside the big bird. And what is on your show this week?
So this week, Good Food is from cookies to pie to baking without sugar. It is all baking all the time this Saturday on Good Food.
Oh, fantastic. Evan Kleinman, host of KCRW's Good Food. You can listen Saturday mornings at 10 on the radio or whenever and wherever you get your podcasts. Evan, thank you.
Thank you.
That'll do it for us for this week of Press Play. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great long weekend. I'm Madeline Brand. I'll see you Monday.